You know, I don't believe it's true, but in this world there's nothing new, for darling, you've just begun. When rivers flow and rivers run, and if the river should ever run dry, somewhere the rain will still fall. Will still fall from the sky. But I'm beguiled by the fear that darker days are drawing near. My darling, you seduce the sun where rivers flow, rivers run. This wounded earth we walk upon, she will endure when we are done. But still I pray that you may know how rivers run and rivers flow. And if the river should ever run dry, somewhere the rain will still fall. Will still fall from the sky. When I dreamt and hoped to live just as long that I might give it all to you, my darling one. Rivers flow and rivers run, my darling one. Rivers flow and rivers run. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Unity of Michiana's World Day of Prayer Service. In the conclusion of a 24-hour period of prayer time that Unity started last evening and has progressed 24 hours of prayer through the last day. And so thank you for joining with us. We'll now be lighting our Christ candle. So as we breathe into this moment, as we gather together, as we feel the essence of the living Spirit of God that unites us all across the miles, one heart to one heart, one being to one being, we are grateful for this time of focusing in that prayerful awareness of what a difference it makes where two or more are gathered together. And so we celebrate this service and this time, and we say thank you, God, for the activity of your presence that elevates us, that blesses us, that heals us, and that guides us forward. We pray this in and through the light of your presence and your name. Amen. And now John has an instrumental opening song. John, thank you so very much. And welcome to all of you who are joining us via our live stream service, as well as those of you who are here in the room. It's always such a very special service to participate in when we recognize the amazing power that prayer holds. And sometimes in the busyness of our everyday lives, we forget that even just a moment is a prayer. And so as we're gathered here in this consciousness tonight, we do indeed make a difference out into our world. And so I wanted to share a little bit about the history of World Day of Prayer. The idea of the World Day of Prayer was born out of a class assignment that was given to ministerial students at Unity Village in 1993. It was one of the first ideas of holding a group gathering of a time of prayer together. And since then, so many people have begun to create special days of world prayer. The ministerial students were asked to bring everyone together at one place on campus for the intention of united prayer. Unity students and employees gathered for what the students called a World Day of Prayer, and the group joined hands as they stood around the central courtyard fountain at Unity Village and prayed together. The following year, in 1994, Unity invited the public to its worldwide Day of Prayer. And hundreds and thousands of people were invited to join in a 24-hour prayer vigil and were asked to hold the following affirmation: God's healing light and love radiate through me, through all those with whom I pray, and throughout all creation. Organizers Mary Alice and Richard Jaffola said, "We believe prayer can raise the consciousness of the world. Prayer changes lives. Prayer heals. Prayer can bring peace to individuals and to nations." Then in 1997, Unity World Day of Prayer added international participants, including those in Mexico, Germany, Ghana, France, Romania, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. And since that first celebration in 1994, World Day of Prayer has grown in population with millions of people joining around the world. And thanks to social media platforms and live streaming events, we can include people everywhere. So as you see behind me, we have what we call prayer flags, which are strips of cloth that those in the congregation have written and placed on our line for our prayer flags. And it was a Tibetan belief that if you wrote a prayer on a piece of fabric and attached it to a tree or a limb or a branch, that the wind of the earth would carry that prayer out into the universe for greater good. So we have those in the congregation who have participated, and if there are any of you at home who have not yet had a chance to write a prayer flag, please feel free to do so now in the comments, and Susan will be able to get that to me later, so we will include it, your prayer flag, as well. And when we participate together, there's an amazing thing that happens called heart coherence. And the energy of that higher light of infinite love and consciousness unites us so that our hearts and our intentions focus as one to go out into the world to make a difference. So thank you for being a part of this service this evening and a part of joining in that heart coherence as you feel that in the very core of your being throughout this service of prayer time, of being together, and of sharing forth. Now I will turn it over to John for his solo, May I Suggest.
Yes. I always thought of this as a prayerful song. May I suggest, to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life. May I suggest this time is blessed for you. This time is blessed in shining, almost blinding light. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see a thousand reasons that would just be on your side. The reasons why I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There's a word that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. It's a secret word, like a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a teeny baby's hand, a million stars that feel the turning sky at night. And I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There's a hope that's been expressed in you. It's the hope of seven generations, maybe more. And this is the faith that they invest in you, is that you'll do one better than what's done before. That's inside, you know, inside you understand, inside you know what just to finally set right. And I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song, comes from the west to you, comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song with a request of you, to see how very short then this days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, oh, we'd give anything for one more hour of night. And I suggest this is the best part of your life.
Thank you, John. What a beautiful, beautiful song. May I suggest, indeed. Back when I was a ministerial student at Unity Village at the seminary there, we were allowed to participate in different projects and programs. And because I've been in Unity since I was a youth, I always loved World Day of Prayer. And so I was a part of the team that at that time was developing the statement and the program and the prayers that would be said and the guest speakers. And it was always so very meaningful to me. And Unity Church of Peace, which is Unity of Michiana, has over the years participated in the 24-hour prayer vigils and been a part of this very wonderful intention of holding the higher good for people around the world and right here in our own cities. So I was a part of developing the World Day of Prayer statement and the guiding prayer, and it was a wonderful experience to participate in. This year, as we unite our hearts and minds with people from around the globe, we will be affirming together this statement that Unity has put forth for 2023. I open my heart to healing in this moment. I open my heart to healing in this moment. And the guiding prayer that they have posted on their website at unity.org reads, alert and focused, I breathe into this powerful moment. I open my heart that recognizes the healing power of God, the source of wholeness and well-being. I turn within to inexhaustible and ever-flowing divine life. Compassionately, I acknowledge my human experience. Struggles and challenges come and go, but no human condition can hinder the flow of divine life. I heal as I shift my awareness to my spiritual nature and find that God and I, divine life and I, are one. I have ready access to the fullness of life at all times. Healing is happening in every moment of spiritual awareness. Knowing that wholeness and well-being are innate, I celebrate my capacity to thrive in every circumstance. With a grateful heart, I heal. And so it is. And so I invite you to allow the words of this guiding prayer to move through you. You can find that at unity.org if you care to continue to read it throughout the rest of this month, and hold it in your heart as John will play for us one of our favorite songs from Daniel Namod, When I Pray. So for those of you, many at home that are watching via live stream, please join together with me, with John, in Daniel Namod's wonderful prayer. And following the singing of this song, I will guide us into a time of mindfulness and meditation.
And I want you to imagine that we have a few people in the room that are going to sing. And at home, I want you to sing with me and imagine you're singing with 1,000 other people and believe in the power of prayer. And many voices with the same thoughts. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. When I pray, I feel my soul go deeper, my soul go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my soul go deeper, my soul go deeper into my God. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. right where I am, I pray. When I pray, I feel my love go deeper, my love go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my love go deeper, my love go deeper into my God. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray.
Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. So I invite you to join with me as you have felt the beautiful, energetic flow of the words of this music, this song, to fill your being. And let us move even deeper in this now moment into a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer, a time of connecting to infinite spirit. So join with me in breathing deeply, relaxing and letting go, as I tone our singing bowl, which resonates at that energetic vibration of the heart chakra, of the chakra of love. And so as we let this resonance, that is the energy, the vibration of the light and the love of infinite spirit, the energy of the universe, of our world, as we allow ourselves to be immersed in this now moment, in this energy of connection, of heart coherence, of oneness, let us just breathe. Let us embrace the parts of us that are human, the parts that we often judge, the parts that we push aside or hide because we don't feel we are good enough. Let us embrace all of those parts of ourselves and of others, right here and right now, knowing that we are human and yet we are also spiritual beings inherent in nature. And as we include all, as we love all, as we embrace ourselves right here and right now, however we are, whether our hearts are open, whether our hearts feel closed, whether we are happy or whether we are grieving, it is all a part of the continuum of being human in a spiritual body, in a spiritual beingness. And as we embrace all of who we are, rather than trying to push aside the parts that we don't feel are good enough, we embrace and allow ourselves to be embraced. There is a healing that begins to move from the center of our being that has always been there, but was blocked through our own self-judgments, our own self-shame, our own self-separation. Friends, in the arms of the allness of spirit, of beloved Mother, Father, God, of the breath of life, we are infinite love, universal, connected, whole and one. And as we breathe into the allness of who we each are, our own unique design, that we bring to contribute to this world as our gifts, unlike any other. We can acknowledge ourselves. We can appreciate ourselves. We can embrace ourselves. And in so doing, we then embrace each other. And so let us breathe into this moment of healing, this moment of light, this moment of awakening awareness of the greater truth of who we are as infinite beings of light. And so we just breathe. You may feel like little sparkles or tingles throughout your body as those parts that have been separate or shut off or away, as they begin to awaken to know we are beautiful and wonderful right here, right now, just as we are. And as we continue to see who we are, as we continue to grow and become, we give thanks that this activity of light within us guides us forward so that we may engage within ourselves, we may engage with each other, we may be a part of the positive power of light and love that go forth into our world through that focus and that intention that we call mindfulness or prayer. So we breathe into this moment and allow, in a time of silence, to be uplifted, to be healed, and to be blessed in the allness of the breath of life. Aloha. And as we allow that infinite light that transcends our own understanding, that infinite love, to move through us, it lifts any burdens that we may be carrying upon our shoulders, within our mind, upon our hearts. We release it and turn that over into spirit. And know that the godness of love, the allness of all creation, connects us together and lifts us into that realm of sending forth the light and the love that blesses our entire world. And so as we have been blessed and infilled at this time, we allow a sense of gratitude to fill us so that as we continue through this service, we can send that love and that light out to heal and bless those in our community, those around the world. And for this activity of infinite spirit in the highest blessings of all goodness.
I wish you peace. Peace, the creative power of compassion and expression, illuminating the hearts and minds of all humankind. Peace, radiating forth with the compassion and purpose of oneness, unites creation in a joyful expression of good. Peace, as the serenity and grace of God's ever-present love comforts and heals all separation and hate. Peace calls us each to a higher commitment, asking one and all for a joining of hands in reconciliation and attunement. Peace unifies our world as we set aside our differences to willingly receive God's sacred, prayerful blessing upon every living thing. Peace, a gracious, glorious gift beyond measure. Let us be grateful recipients and become ambassadors of unity through our own heartfelt expression of God's love and oneness.
And I would like to share with you 12 power affirmations in unity. We acknowledge 12 divine powers of beingness. And so join with me as we affirm this. I will read this and you can affirm it in your own hearts. The universe is calling for divine faith. I give thanks for faith, the power of positive expectation in the minds of creative dreamers, prayer leaders, and planners. The universe is calling for divine imagination. I give thanks that divine imagination, the creative power, brings forth a world more beautiful, harmonious, prosperous, and healthy. The universe is calling for divine understanding. I give thanks that divine understanding is moving through the hearts of world leaders as they seek peaceful solutions to world concerns. The universe is calling for divine will. I give thanks that common people display uncommon commitment to relieving the suffering of others in our neighborhoods, communities, and countries. And now I'm going to ask Colleen to come forward and complete the rest of the 12 power affirmations, starting with zeal.
The universe is calling for divine zeal. I give thanks that teachers everywhere employ divine zeal, the power of devotion to educate and empower people of all ages. The universe is calling for divine power. I give thanks that divine power, self-mastery, is being expressed as more individuals in the world than ever before are taking responsibility for the quality of their lives. The universe is calling for divine love. I give thanks that divine love, the harmonizing power, enables all people to see the divine in all others. In fact, to see no other, but only one. The universe is calling for divine wisdom. I give thanks that the activity of divine wisdom, the discerning power, expresses between the United States and neighboring countries so that all people may be free to pursue peaceful living. The universe is calling for divine order. I give thanks for divine order, the power of adjustment, flowing with ease and grace to support the restoration of countries and their people ravaged by violence. The universe is calling for divine strength. I give thanks that divine strength, the power of courage and tenacity, is the driving force behind grassroots initiatives to improve conditions for the most vulnerable among us. The universe is calling for divine release. I give thanks that the divine power of release is expressing as forgiveness in healing relationships between people among nations. The universe is calling for divine life. I give thanks for divine life, the power of vitality, expressed by rescue personnel, medical providers, caregivers, as they offer safety, shelter, healing, support, and sustenance to young and old alike in times of need.
Thank you, Colleen, so much for that. And you will notice that I have some prayer flags around my neck, and I'm going to be asking Patty to come forward and read one or two of her prayer flags, and then Colleen, and then Tim will read some of his as well, and I'll read some of mine. These are the prayer flags that we will, after the service tomorrow morning, we will be hanging outside by our peace pole that was donated so many years ago by Peggy Weed, and is a wonderful testament to peace around the world. Patty, would you come forward and read one or two of your prayer flags? You can take them off and pick which one you want to read.
More.
You can do three.
Okay. Acceptance, faith, and one more. God, please bless us all. A recommitment to my vows. Sherry and Cecilia being our best selves.
Thank you. Colleen, would you come forward?
Prayers for peace. Love, acceptance, joy, and hope. And sending forth prayers of healing, comfort, and strength to all in need.
And did you write a special one yourself that was in a language that others couldn't quite read?
I don't think so.
Did you? Oh, I thought there was someone said there was one, but we weren't sure. Oh, maybe we just couldn't read it. Because I think it was in the blue one. Maybe not. Was that one yours? Well, we thought you were being quite creative and including a world language. So, Tim, you want to come forward?
Blessings to all. Holding our world leaders in higher wisdom and integrity. Peace, joy, love, and community.
Affirming prosperity, health, and wholeness for all people, all nations. Peace, love, kindness, family, nature. World peace and love expressed abundantly. Oh, I have one more. I'll take it off. Love, light, grace abounds. Susan, were there any prayers that came through? Patty, could you take the mic to her? It's there. Thank you.
Sending healing energy to the peoples of Northern Africa, victims of flood and earthquake. And for healing for Debbie McBride.
Thank you. Thank you for those of you at home who sent in your prayers. And let us all take a moment now to just center in the heart of our being. And those of you at home, speak aloud names. You can also, so we already had a very personal prayer, which is wonderful. But in unity and in the praying of the prayer lists, the process has always been to simply write a person's name on the prayer list that we send into Silent Unity. Knowing that as that name is spoken, as that name is read, is prayed over, that infinite presence of God fulfills all goodness for each person and the name that is read. And so in this moment, let us just at home and here in the room speak aloud the names of those we would especially bless at this time. Or you can hold them just in your heart with prayer. And we know that it goes forth into the ethers, into the universal substance of the presence of God for greater good for all concerned. So feel free to speak aloud, name, situation, whatever you would especially bless at this time. Donalyn, Denny, Karen, Bob, Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Vicki, Evan, Marion, Dale, Warren, Teresa, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries, Unity World Headquarters, and as we continue to bless these names, and feel free to post a name. Susan, are there any names that we have from those at home? Okay, thank you. Let us just hold them in that consciousness and that awareness that they are blessed right here and right now. And you can also, even through the end of the service, go ahead and post someone's name, and we will put that on one of the prayer cards. And those will eventually be sent back to Unity Village, and they will be prayed upon for the next 30 days, held in that highest light and that highest consciousness. And so together, as we hold that intention, that energy, that is the prayer of life of all being, we make a difference and we contribute out into the world, holding our friends and our loved ones in our hearts and in our thoughts. And now I would ask for Tim to come forward to read universal prayers.
Universal Prayers, A Prayer for the World by Rabbi Harold Kushner. Let the rain come and wash away the ancient grudges, the bitter hatreds held and nurtured over generations. Let the rain wash away the memories of hurt, the neglect. Let the sun come out and fill the skies with rainbows. Let the warmth of the sun heal us wherever we are broken. Let it burn away the fog so that we can see each other clearly, so that we can see beyond the labels, beyond accents, gender, or skin color. Let the warmth and brightness of the sun melt our selfishness so that we can share the joys and feel the sorrows of our neighbors. And let the light of the sun be so strong that we will see all people as our neighbors. Let the earth, nourished by rain, bring forth flowers to surround us with beauty. And let the mountains teach our hearts to reach upward to heaven. Amen. For Luna by Julia Butterfly Hill. May we love evermore. May we motivate ourselves to committed love in action. May we motivate ourselves to live the life we wish to see in the world. May we be the transformation we wish to see in the world. From the inside out, from the roots branching upwards, from the heart to thought, to word, to action. Through life's trials and hardships, we can arise beautiful and free. Native American Mi'kmaq, Alicia Long River. Creator, open our hearts to peace and healing between all people. Creator, open our hearts to provide and protect for all children of the earth. Creator, open our hearts to respect for the earth and all the gifts of the earth. Creator, open our hearts to end exclusion, violence, and fear among all. Thank you for the gifts of this day and every day. From Earth Dance. We are all one global family, all colors, all races, one world united. We dance for peace and the healing of our planet Earth, peace for all nations, peace for our communities, and peace within ourselves. Let us dance together and connect now, heart to heart. Through diversity, we recognize and fully embrace our community. Through compassion, we recognize peace. Our love in word and action is the power that is now transforming the world.
And now we'll all join together in singing Your Prayer Is My Prayer Too, a song by Karen Drucker. Please join.
We are connected by the heart. Where do you end? Where do I start? Anything you pray for, the fear is in your way. I am here to listen to anything you need to say. Your prayer is my prayer too. Your prayer is my prayer too. Whatever you feel, I feel too. You're a part of me and I'm a part of you. Your prayer is my prayer too, my prayer too. Waiting to be fed up your way. There's nothing I can do to take your pain away. But I'll help you remember with that voice inside your head. Let the angels wrap you in your love and let spirit be your guide. Your prayer is my prayer too. Your prayer is my prayer too. Whatever you feel, I feel too. You're a part of me and I'm a part of you. Your prayer is my prayer to you. My prayer to you. Your prayer is my prayer. 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 Your prayer is my prayer too. Is my prayer. Your prayer is my prayer too.
Your prayer is my prayer too. And so as we take this consciousness out into the world, there are some wonderful things that we can continue to do to hold that prayerful consciousness. You may want to create a collage, cutting out pictures that exemplify that peace or the light or the love that you would like to see prayerfully abounding in the world. You may want to color a lunch bag. We used to do that, and then we would put a candle, one of the little votive candles in it, and light it like luminaries, and put it out on your sidewalk or on your front porch, and just something that speaks of prayer and of light. You might want to prayer a 1 minute prayer a day. Put a little reminder on your phone, although one of the alarms that kind of reminds you to just take a moment out for prayer or do that. You might want to send a prayer blessing by text or an email to friends. And those of you at home, if you have any suggestions, go ahead and post them also of things you might do to continue in that prayerful consciousness of putting that forth. And for those of you who were not here and able to write a prayer flag, you might cut a strip of fabric or on a square and tie it outside to one of your trees or your bushes and let that prayer wing its way out into the universe. And so we're coming to almost the closing of our service. I'll invite those of you who are here, you will find on your chair votive candles. You just will take their wonderful battery candles. So just turn them over, turn the little light on. You might have more than one that you care to light. And I will invite you to come forward and place those here on the table as you, in your heart, speak the name of the person or the situation that you would especially bless at this time. So just come forward as you choose to. And for those of you at home, you may choose to light a candle for yourself as well, or maybe several candles, and just let that light of the candle be that symbol that reminds you of the flow of infinite spirit in and through all things. That reminds us that we are a part of that greater wholeness, a part of the flow of our universe, and that each and every one of us brings our own light into the world, and we magnify that light as we gather together. So I'll invite you at this time to join with me in that consciousness of gratitude and prosperity as we celebrate receiving a love offering for this service. And if you will, you can, for those of you online, you can go to our website, unityofmichiana.org, or on your phone app, and just hold in your consciousness that blessing that is a flow of gratitude for all that we receive and all that we share together. And our affirmation statement is, God is my support and my abundant supply. I give and receive in freedom and joy. And so let us hold that affirmation as we share our offering, as we share our contribution, our gratitude. Thank you, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we affirm together our prosperity, the grace of life and love shared with us all, the opportunity to shine our light forth into our world. For that we say thank you. And so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. And now I'll invite you to join me here in the sanctuary. And if you care to stand at home and join in singing one of Freebo's wonderful songs, We Are All One People.
Open hearts and open mind, we all want to be peaceful. We all live in one big world, all the boys and all the girls. You and I are both the same, we are all one. And when you are me, we are all each other, all the young and all the old. You are all my brothers and sisters. We all live in one big land. We all play in one big band. All the children holding hands. We are all one people. We are all one people. Open hearts and open minds, we all want to be peaceful. We all live in one big world, all the boys and all the girls. You and I are both the same, we are all one people. We are all one people. We are all one people.
Yeah, yes, indeed. We are all one people. Thank you, beloveds, for having joined us for this wonderful Unity of Michiana World Day of Prayer conclusion service. My blessings to all of you. Let's go forth in that light of a prayerful consciousness, eyes wide open, light shining forth, love beaming from our hearts. Blessings to you all. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Take care.